Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
In a sense, my message to the Latter-day Saints is that the work of their salvation was completed by Jesus on the cross. That it's a gift. Ephesians chapter 2, if nothing else, makes that abundantly clear. It's not by works. And God even tells us why it's not by works. So that we don't boast, because the minute we say, oh, look, I'm better, at least I'm better than you, you know. And I think Mormonism, to some degree, is a game of one-upsmanship. I mean, there's always a more worthy Mormon that maybe pays a little more tithing or I don't know, wears their holy garments even more often than you do. But it puts the focus then on your performance. And I think the Bible is quite clear that if Jesus said it is finished, if he purchased our salvation, if it's a gift from God, and all we can really do is say thank you and receive it and be grateful for it, then there's really no room for the sort of meritorious work of our own as we seek to obey God's law.
I mean, all of us probably to fully understand the magnitude of God's grace. I mean, it's that too good to be true kind of message. And obviously, the idea of finished work is profound.
Oh, it's so hard. And I will confess to you, Neil, and I'm not particularly proud of this, but do you know, it took me 9 years from the first day that I heard the gospel of grace, that I am not good enough, and that's been accounted for at the cross of Jesus. It took me 9 years to finally lay it down and say, okay. That's how deeply rooted in my heart was this idea of what I call Jesus plus. Jesus on the cross plus my ability to obey God's commandments. That's the winning ticket of salvation. See, the Mormon will say, oh, you Christians, you say it's all about Jesus. Jesus did it all. All you can do is receive it as a gift. Well, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if it were that simple? You know, that kind of thing. What they fail to recognize, and it's not even really their fault, Neil, unless they've experienced it themselves, this idea that once you receive Christ as Lord and Savior, once you acknowledge your utter sinfulness and inability to ever please God, in other words, the moment that we come to saving faith or born-again experience, then and only then are we filled with God's Spirit so that we want to obey God, we want to obey His commandments, and we are actually empowered to do so. They don't get that. They see it as easy grace. Oh, all I have to do is believe in Jesus, and that's all there is to it. No. Our lives need to reflect, ought to reflect, and will reflect that saving faith moment. But they don't get that. They don't want to see that part. Yet they will acknowledge that there are some really outstanding Christians that really, truly love God and are faithful to their spouses. And they might even abstain from, alcohol and all kinds of other neat things that they put great value on.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.